Blog Talk Radio.
Bless you. Love.
I hope you haven't seen them in all these things. Good morning, good morning. And welcome to 2022 to Blog Talk Joy and Peace. So glad and elated you all have come by this morning. Stop by. Give me a few minutes. Something happened to my computer. Let me see. Can I pull it back up? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. We're trying to get back in. Hallelujah. Just sit tight. It should be coming back up. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's see, can we get it back? Okay, let's see, can we go on back to it? Okay. Studio. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I'm glad you stayed on. I don't know what happened. But today, let's have a few words of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We thank you for a brand new year, dear Heavenly Father, with brand new mercy and grace, dear Heavenly Father. We love you, Lord. We adore you. We magnify you. We show up, glorify you, dear Heavenly Father. And dear Heavenly Father, as I go forth on the program today, dear Heavenly Father, let it be something that I said that will help somebody along this Christian journey, dear Heavenly Father. Bless the topic that we have today. Feed more into me on this topic, dear Heavenly Father. In the blessed name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and thank God. Well, today we are talking about thanking God thoughts, thanking good thoughts. We know that when God has renewed our mind with a fresh attitude, we can choose to make right decisions. For instance, we know that love is not necessarily a feeling, but a choice. We must also choose to think good thoughts about other people. Take a moment and think good thoughts about someone you know and see how much better you will feel. So that's what we're starting our program off with today in a brand new year, the first Wednesday of the new year. Think good thoughts on purpose. You know, thinking good thoughts open the door for God to manifest his good plans in your life and my life. So if you haven't been working with the Holy Spirit to break the old patterns and form new ones, it's time to get started. I'm going to put a plug right there. You know, don't continue thinking the thoughts you had from last year. God give us a brand new day, a brand new year. So that means we need to start thinking positive things, start thinking good thoughts of ourselves and other people. You know, think good thoughts about people on purpose. And as your attitude start to change toward others, your relationship will also start to change for the better. So that means no matter what you're going through, what you're thinking, think on good things of that person. Don't think of all the bad, the negative, and think, put good thoughts of that person. This is a brand new year, and you want to start your new year off right. It's not a revolution, all this stuff they be doing. It's just coming with good thoughts on purpose. You know, can have words of thoughts. Hold on a moment. Excuse me. You know, over in Isaiah 11, it say, so shall my words be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void. That's without producing any effect unless, but it shall accomplish that which I please and purpose. And it shall prosper in the things for which I sent it. You know, we're talking about the prophet on this instant. The prophet was the mouthpiece of God. And when our prophet passed away, I said, God, we don't have another prophet in place, but that was the mouthpiece of you for everything that you wanted us to know. You spoke through him. They were called to speak God's word to people, situation, cities, dry bones, mountains, or whatever God told them to speak to, you know, to fulfill that God-ordained mission, they had to be submitted to the Lord. Their mouth had to be his. If you desire the words of your mouth to carry God's power, your mouth must belong to him. Usually, people who have verbal gifts also have some glaring weakness in the area of their mouth. If you desire to be used by God, you need to allow him to deal with you concerning your mouth and what come out of it. When you speak his word, they will accomplish their purpose and will never return void. Here they're talking about the word of purpose on this one. But we are to guard our tongue on what we say, who we say it to, and why we say it. You know, I remember as a young girl coming up, the parents used to tell you, think, speak, don't just blur out anything. Go to God and say, God, is this pleasing to say in front of others, or direct my speech? Count to 10. Different little phrases they would have for you to know the remember the words of purpose that's coming out of your mouth. Some people can say so many evil things out of their mouth that they cannot take back. You can ask God to forgive them or you. But we're talking about thinking good thoughts on purpose, speaking words on purpose, because we don't want no anything. You know, we have to watch our words. Over in Proverbs 12 and 18, it says, these are those who speak rashly like the piercing of a sword, but the tongue of the wise bring healing. You know, your life is greatly impacted by the words that have been spoken to you. Likewise, your words impact the lives of those around you, for better or for worse. That's a sovereign thought. Many people have been crippled with insecurity because their parents spoke words of judgment, criticism, and failure to them. These wounded people can be healed by receiving God's unconditional love. Let me stick a pin right there. We have to be so careful on what we say out of this alligator that may affect somebody else. We need to think wisely before we open our mouth, because sometimes we can open our mouth and have to put both of our feet back in our mouth because some things didn't come out of our mouth, should have come out. Some things we say shouldn't have been said. You know, it takes time to overcome the wrong image they have of themselves. That's why it's important to use your words for blessing, for healing, building up instead of cursing, wounding, and tearing down. You know, some people use so many curse words when they are talking. So many of them are using wounded things They're tearing you down with that alligator, which is that mouth. We have to be so careful of what comes out of our mouth. If you've been wounded by words, be quick to receive God's unconditional love. Let him heal any unhealthy image you may have of yourself. If you have been fortunate enough to escape such damage, determine that your words will bring blessings and healing to others. We're talking about your words today, purpose, doing what God has called for you to do, taking authority over our mouth in a situation. We don't want to do anything that would offend somebody. So that means we have to really watch everything we say, everything we do. Because some people are quick to forgive. Some people won't forgive. And some people just downright is mean, hateful, angry. But we got to allow God to change us. You know, so often people are afraid of brokenness. But if your outer man is broken, the powerful things inside you can pour forth. The perfume of the Holy Spirit is within you, but the alabaster box, which represents the flesh, has to be broken for that sweet fragrance to be released. It's naturally prideful and stubborn. To fully release the power of the Holy Spirit within you, you must allow God to do with you as he will, not as you will, but as he will, knowing that everything in life change. We're talking about purpose today, thoughts on purpose and words. If you are to have stability in your life, you must remember life is a continual process in which everything, including me and you, is constantly changing. You must hope in God, the only one who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. When you think about that, change, purpose, words, and God is working on our behalf behind the scenes. We want to please God when we come before his presence. We don't want to say no anything, do no anything. We don't want to be murmuring. We don't want to be complaining. But we want to be able to have good thoughts of people. A lot of people like for you to talk bad about somebody. They didn't do you any harm. And God is saying that. If you can't say something good, don't say nothing at all. So today we're talking about thinking. Think good thoughts on purpose, the words that we say. Don't you know some of the words that you say can hurt a person for life? They can be rejected. You have broke their encouragement. You have to think about those things when you open that alligator. You want to say the right words. You know, over in Genesis 17:15-16, the word of God says, "Nor shall your name any longer be Abraham, high exalted father, but your name shall be Abraham, father of multitude. For I have made you the father of many nations. After for Sarai, your wife, you shall not call her Sarai, but Sarah." We're talking about thoughts on purpose and words. "Yes, I will bless her. She shall be a mother of nation. King of people shall come forth from her." This is God saying thought on purpose. He telling them what he's going to do on purpose before it happened. God gave Abraham and Sarai new names that carry significant meaning. Each time that name was called, the future was prophesied. Abraham would be the father of multitude and his princes. Sarah should be the mother of nations and kings. Now the right thing was spoken over Abraham and Sarai. Words, hear this word again, words proclaimed in the natural realm reached into the spirit, in the realm of the spirit, where their miracle was. The word came into agreement with God. God and call for the miracle God had promised. Words are container for power. Carefully watch over your words. Walk through life with abundant joy. We're talking about purpose, words that we speak. We want them to be positive things. We don't want anything that's going to say anything that's going to tear somebody's self-esteem down or to do little of anything with our words. And I go right back to, if we can't say something good, don't say anything. Because when you think about it, you're tearing that person down. You're tearing their character down. And you don't want anybody to do that to you. So we must do what God have called for us to do when we speak on behalf of somebody else. Tell of the goodness of Jesus in their life. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to lose a friend. Because if they're truly your friend, they will stick to you. Just like glue. When you put glue on something, and it sticks. It sticks. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Try and put it on something and get your hand all glued down and everything. So today we want to think good thoughts on purpose of people, places, and things. Your person that you know, it could be some other area in your life that you need to think good thoughts on. You know, we have to think about when you're talking about the word, the written word. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light unto my path. You can find that in Psalms 119 and verse 105. God is good. Hold on a moment. Praise the Lord. The Bible is written as a personal letter to you. God speak to you, minister to your need, and direct you in the way you should go in his written word. He tell you what you should do and how you should live. It is a mistake to think we can hear clearly from God without spending time in the word, that word again. Knowing the written word protect you from deception. Listening for God's voice without being dedicated to spending time in the word on a regular basis open you up to hear voice that are not from God. There may be times when God speaks something to you that is outside a specific chapter and verse of the Bible, but it will always be in agreement with his word. And today, you know, spend time reading a portion of God's personal letter to you. Allow him to speak to your heart. God's word is one of the most precious gifts we have that we can treasure. And we're talking about the word and purpose. You know, when we talk about thinking good thoughts in our body, our mind, and our spirit, we want to continue on doing what God say do, on thinking good thoughts. Sometimes you have to change your focus, because your focus might be somewhere where God didn't want you to go on that particular thing. So we need to check with God. And we have to, you know, discipline your thoughts and words. You know, when you think about that, troubles are a part of life, but God has provided a powerful way for you to free yourself of the worry, anxiety that normally accomplish your problem. God wants good things for your life, but you must cooperate him by carefully choosing what you think and speak, thoughts on purpose and words. In negative words, you are inviting negative experience. But when you speak positive, faith-filled words, you can expect to receive the goodness of God. Yes, times of trouble are inevitable, but it is during these times that you have the opportunity to discipline your thoughts and words. Obey God and exercise and strength your faith. When you choose discipline, you are choosing life. We're talking about discipline your thoughts and your words. We can use the word as a weapon. You know, over in Isaiah 54:17, it says, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, but every tongue that shall rise up against you in judgment, you shall show to be in the wrong. So we have to watch our thoughts on purpose, our words on purpose. You know, God has a great plan for your life. But if you always allow yourself to be deceived by the enemy, your wrong thoughts can stop that plan. If you will attack those things with the words, using it as a weapon against the devil, will set you free from the strongholds in your life and in your mind. He will change your thoughts and your life, and you will start experiencing that abundance he had planned for you all along. We're talking about thoughts on purpose and words. Some thoughts that you have in your mind of a person. They say that if you had a gun, you could shoot them with some of the thoughts you have. God wants you to stop thinking them bad thoughts and think of good things that he's providing for you. You know, words of purpose. You know, the prophet was a mouthpiece for God. They were called to speak God's word to people, sustain, city, dry bones, mountain, or whatever God told them to speak. To fulfill that God-ordained mission, they had to be submitted to the Lord. Their mouth had to be here. If you desire the word of your mouth to carry God's power, your mind must belong to him. Usually, who have verbal gifts also have some glaring weakness in the area of their mouth. If you desire to be used by God, you need to allow him to deal with you concerning your mouth and what come out of it. When you speak his words, they will accomplish their purpose and will never return void. So here, the word of God is telling us over in Isaiah 55:1 about the word of purpose. And you know, when we thought our thoughts on purpose. And you know, before we leave, you have to pursue your purpose. You know, have you ever thought about what is my purpose in life? Either of us want to feel we have a purpose, that we are making a meaningful difference in the world. We're talking about you. God has a purpose for each of us, and that is to do right and glorify him. You know, say, well, how do you pursue your purpose? Well, I'm glad you asked. By getting up every day and putting God first. There are many other things we may be tempted to chase after: jobs, position, education, relationship, money, material possession, and so on. But too often when you attain these things, your life is just as empty and unfilled as when you started. God knows what you need. He's well aware of your heart's desire. And he will grant them if you would just pursue your purpose by seeking him first. We're talking about thoughts on purpose. You want to think good thoughts of a person on purpose. You don't want to think evil things just because somebody else says something about them. You don't really know the person. Get to know that person. Speak words of wisdom to that person. Encourage that person. Have good thoughts on purpose for that person. You know, because they're out being beaten all day from the enemy on every side. So we want to thank God for this broadcast today. I only said it for 30 minutes because I know a lot of people are working or going back to school. So just think about this. Think good thoughts on purpose on other people. Think good thoughts. They may not be doing what you want them to do or saying what you want them to say. But keep praying for them that they will have good thoughts of you on purpose. So today, that's the end of our broadcast. Our tag words today was thought, people, purpose, and attitude. And you got to have a good attitude because with a bad attitude, no telling what you might not say out of that alligator, that mouth. So we want to think positive today. We want to think good thoughts on purpose of the next person, because you want them to think good thoughts of you. Gracious Father, we thank you for this lesson today. We thank you for those that came on, dear Heavenly Father, in the archives. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We give you praise today and we give you glory today. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Tune in next Wednesday, for another broadcast. And God will be drafted in my spirit what to talk about next weekend. So until next week, I want you all to be blessed. Enjoy you all. Bye-bye.